Phoneboy Speaks, episode 195, free trial. A while ago, I had a discussion on app.net about how free trials should work or should not work with the applications in Apple's App Store. And I think you can actually do a fair amount of that if you design your app correctly, even though Apple doesn't really give you like time-limited trials or even a way to charge for upgrades. So, I mean, there's some challenges, I think, with the way Apple has done things. But I'm of a couple of minds. First of all, on really inexpensive apps, a free trial is not really the right answer anyway. And actually, Jordan Cooper did a post on his website that explains my thoughts on it, which is, you know, for high value apps, you definitely with low conversion rates, it doesn't seem like a bad idea to do a free trial. And in fact, Checkpoint has done free trials on their software for a long time, but you know their software is several thousand dollars and comes with a shiny box that you can run it on, or you can buy the software on its own. But it doesn't change the fact that the software is very expensive compared to say a 99-cent app in the App Store. And a free trial, it doesn't seem to make sense. It's like you're either going to buy the app or you're not going to buy the app. And I realize for some people, who don't have a ton of money, you have to make the commitment, and that could actually be a significant amount of your income if that app doesn't work. So I think, you know, there you can still do a fair amount of assessment without having to buy the app, but sometimes a 99-cent app doesn't turn out so well. But you know, from the developer's point of view, 99 cents, a very cheap app, you'll make money on people kicking tires. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've bought a 99-cent app because I thought it might be marginally useful. In some cases, it wasn't, and you know, that happens. And so you live and learn from those experiences. And unfortunately, that's 99 cents. In US dollars is still a lot of money. And so those mistakes can be costly. But on the other hand, I mean, let's say there was a way to do a free trial. My concern is that I've kind of gotten used to the experience that when I buy an app, it's going to continue to work on some level, right? And if I have data in that app, then, I want to be able to get it out in some way. And if let's say the app does have a free trial that expires, well, I have no way of getting the data out of the app. And I guess even desktops have this problem to an extent, but you also have access in desktop apps to the files that got generated by this particular application. And you don't have that on iOS unless you jailbreak, which most people don't do. So I think that the experience of what a typical free trial would be on like a regular PC or in commercial software, it's just not a good experience. And that's my opinion. I don't know that, I understand the other side of it as well, but I look at it as not an optimal experience, and I think there's better ways to do it. And I think the restrictions that Apple has are reasonable, and they could implement some other things better or provide some different tools. But I think that a time-limited trial that simply shuts off after the time trial, I don't think that's the right answer. And I think there's got to be another way to do it. And Apple, has a way of writing the rules in a way that that forces developers to do things a different way than they would normally want to do it. And the in-app purchases and anti-piracy stuff should be baked into iOS and be a little easier to use. And that's a whole nother problem, right? Is that there's going to be people that no matter what you price the app at, if it's not free, they're going to pirate it. And that's sad. And I think Apple can do more to make it more difficult for people to do that, and even provide piracy detection measures and stuff. I know I've seen many reports of apps that have displayed messages for people who have pirated their app, and it just kind of boggles my mind that this can happen unless you jailbreak, although I've heard reports that it can happen without jailbreaking. So anyway, I'm just to say, I think free trials for software on iOS and even Android, I don't think it's quite the most optimal experience. And, you know, and unless the app is really, really expensive, in which case a free trial makes sense. But I'm not a fan of free trials for apps that are 99 cents. It just doesn't seem to make economic sense to me. But, you know, that's my opinion, at least.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.